it's all about humanity.
So let's say next week we have Barack Obama coming on.
Okay.
Let's say.
Okay.
What's the first question you have for Barack Obama? Out of all the questions in the world, you have a president on the show. He ain't doing much. I mean, he'll be on the show, no problem. He's got nothing going on. So what are you going to ask him? What's the number one question?
Well, we're a pop culture show, so it'd be weird to ask him something about Israel or the current presidency or the economy. I mean, maybe we can get into that at some point, but you and I are idiots. Like, we're here to talk about what Kim Kardashian is up to. So for me, it would have to be like some pop culture type question. Whatever's going on in the world of pop culture at the moment, I'd probably ask him about it.
So he was on a show and the guy asked the question that I want to know. This is the question I would ask Barack Obama if he was on this show. This would be my number one question.
Okay.
And this would be probably be my only question that I have for him.
Do you have a question for our guest this evening?
Oh, boy, you betcha.
Imagine if you said no. Yeah. Like, do you know what? I'm gonna skip it tonight.
No. I have a question tonight. It goes to... let's make it for President Obama, since he's here. All this talk about dem aliens... With what are they, UAFs or whatever they call them, you know, all the footage and everyone talking about it. It's like,
and birds.
What is your, like, I know that doesn't necessarily mean aliens. It is just a UAF, but I was wondering if you have a theory about that.
See, that's the question I want to know.
Right. Are there UFOs?
Are there UFOs?
Are there aliens? What do you know? What's Area 51?
He knows it. He was president for 8 years. He's got to know.
Well, When it comes to aliens, there are some things I just can't tell you on air.
But you'll tell us off air. Great.
The truth is that when I came into office, I asked, right? I was like, all right, you know, is there the lab somewhere where we're keeping the alien specimens in spaceship?
He asked.
They did a little bit of research and the answer was no. But what is true, and I'm actually being serious here, is that there's footage and records of objects in the skies that we don't know exactly what they are. We can't explain how they moved. Their trajectory, they did not have an easily explainable pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I think that we're people still take seriously trying to investigate and figure out what that is. But I have nothing to report to you today.
It's okay.
unless, like, that... See, here's the question. Reggie might secretly be an alien. Right, you remember Men in Black? And so when he asks all these questions, he's deflecting. Think about it.
Do we know what he looks like behind this thought?
Do we know what he looks like behind those glasses? Right? I mean, his eyes might blink in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a question that everybody can think about for a second.
Okay, so what I'm saying is all that was a complete lie. You could tell by his body language, he knows that there's aliens.
He told you. He's not going to lie about it. He just said there were things in the sky that we were like, well, that doesn't move in a normal way. So that must be something. But, you know, he came in and he said, are there aliens? And they were like, yeah, no, there's no aliens.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe that at all.
Well, then
it was on 60 Minutes this week.
Don't ask people questions if you're not going to believe their answers. Just because he doesn't give you the answer you want to hear.
No, you heard what you wanted to hear. You heard that there's no such thing because you believe there's no such thing as aliens.
I haven't really thought about it. Look, there's got to be somebody else. We can't be the only ones out there. It can't just be us and nobody else. There's got to be other.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a parallel universe. Maybe there's another Cooper and Anthony somewhere. except they're funny.
And they have jobs.
They have jobs and they're funny. It's a parallel universe. It's what you and what would have happened had we not stopped doing our syndicated show, or had, you know what I mean? Like the,
oh God, we would hate each other if we were still doing that show.
You think oh, we'd hate each other by now?
5 hours a night. Oh, I couldn't do it. I mean, the couple of years that we did do it, it was enough. So
that's a question you would ask. You would have, so if we had Barack Obama on the show, that's a question you'd ask him about UFOs. You'd want to know.
He knows Bigfoot. He knows Nessie. He knows UFOs. He knows all that. He knows, is there a Men in Black? Are there men in black that?
Yeah, you're wearing black right now. What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying guys that
have flashy. The flashy thing. No, that's a movie.
No, there's flashy things, I think.
Okay.
So I believe he knows all. And I hate to say it, if he would have had Trump on, Trump would have answered that question. I think.
You think?
Yeah, I think he would say it. I think now he needs the press. He would.
Right.
That's the next thing he's got coming out. Now,
because if we had Trump on, so any president we have on, we should ask that question too.
I want to know what's in Area 51, because you know they have to know.
Right.
I want to know Flight 800 that fell out of the sky over Long Island.
Oh, right.
I want to know if that was shot down. There's so many questions I have. Because that flight, they still don't know what happened to it. So you got to ask these questions. And if he wanted a sandwich at 3 o'clock in the morning, could he get a sandwich?
I want to know about like the women he dated before Michelle.
No.
No, are you kidding? There's women out there being like, I could have been the first lady. Who were the almost first ladies? Who are the women out there that are kicking themselves? Did you dump them? Did they dump you? That'd be the first thing I'd want to know.
So as you go on Facebook and go,
right. A woman on Facebook being like, hey, Barack, remember me?
Mm-hmm.
We all have like, everyone has somebody from high school or somebody that you dated back in the day who hits you up on social media. You know that those women are hitting up Barack Obama.
But they're not the president of the U.S., the most powerful man in the world hitting you up on Facebook.
No, I'm not saying he's asking them. I'm saying they're contacting him and being like, you know, hey, boyfriend, remember me? That kind of thing.
Because they're telling their friends at work, I used to date that guy. And they're saying, shut up. No, you
idiot.
Didn't.
Yeah.
Do you have photos? No. Then it didn't happen. Yeah.
Well, but you know what? We're a different generation because I, you know, as you know, I dated a couple of different celebrities, but I won't talk about it. I won't say who, and I won't talk about it. But my friends that know are like, you idiot. You could have been, you know, blank, or you could have ended up blank, you know, making the assumption that had I not broken up with this one particular guy, that we would have gone the distance. I just don't see it. It wouldn't have happened.
I want to know if birds are real, if there's no birds.
Don't
They're
ask
drones.
Him. Don't waste that question on Barack Obama. That's the dumbest question. Of course, nobody. But that's a conspiracy theory that one man believes.
Is
and
the
you've
world
decided
flat? Is there one conspiracy theory right now that you can tell us that Cooper will go, oh my God, that is actually true?
How the guy hangs up on you. You want to make sure that you keep them on. You don't want to ask them really dumb questions.
Then I have two questions. I want to know UFOs.
Okay.
That's the first one. Second one, did we land on the moon in 1968? Two things I do not believe we did, and I believe there's aliens. So he's got to tell us those two things.
But then you have to believe his answer. That's the if you're going to ask somebody
a question.
If he tells
me the truth, I want his ass hooked up to a lie detector.
He just told you the truth. Excuse me.
I want it, but you can lie. He's not under oath. He's on the James Corden show. He's not hooked up to a lie detector. He's not on under oath. He can lie anytime he wants. He's a president. Okay. All elected officials lie. That's what they do.
Okay.
It's
all right.
Come so easy.
Instead of us having Barack Obama on, Maury should have him on and have Maury hook him up to a lie detector.
And exactly.
Yeah.
And we asked Barack Obama if there are aliens. The answer after this.
Right. That's how we would do it.
Barack Obama said no. He's telling the truth. Then I would believe that if he was hooked up to a lie detector and he was under oath and he had his hand on the Bible all at the same time, then I would believe him.
Can I just tell you, you came up with the most brilliant idea. We should do that on our show. We should get a lie detector guy. Now that COVID's over pretty much and people will can interact with each other, we should get a lie detector guy to go to the houses of our guests and we should hook him up to a lie detector and then ask them questions. Boom. There's the show.
Well, one boss that I had who owned a radio station, he had a thing in his office that was an audible lie detector.
What was it called? His wife?
No, it actually would go up or down if you told the truth or lie. So there's an audio lie detector. I don't know how much he paid for it, but tell me how bad you felt when you went into his office and you watched that stupid thing when he asked you questions.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. So we need that.
Yeah, there's got to be an app now. There's got to be we had mood rings back in the day, right? I mean, there's got to be a mood ring app or something where you can. Yeah, we got to do that. But not for you and I, because we lie all the time. Let's go with guests. Next time we have a guest on, let's find a way to hook them up to a lie detector test and get the real answers out of them.
Yeah, the guy we just had on, Sam, we could hook him up and say, do you really like coffee or do you secretly hate it and you own coffee shops? I need to know.
Right.
Lie. It's a complete lie.
Yeah.
Cooper, have you only slept with 20 people? Yes or no?
No, more.
Cooper.
Don't insult me. 20. That's a slow year.
300 guys. Yes or no?
No, definitely less than that. You know what's so funny is you know who we should have on? A real lie detector for me would be one of my best friends growing up. I'm still really close with her. She's my lie detector because we've gone out places and she has heard me tell stories and she has turned around and said, that didn't happen to you.
I've been with you the whole time.
She's like, first of all, that happened to our friend Jennifer, not to you. I don't know why you think that happened to you. Or I will be having a conversation and talk about how many guys I slept with. She and I had a house together one summer at the beach. And I would talk about how many guys I slept with that summer. And she'd be like, bitch, please. I was there. You're not even close.
I wonder how many stories we tell are actually our story, or we just remember it because we were told that story or our friends did it.
Well, I just had an incident recently and I'm still debating with my friend over this. So one of my best friends from college, who I'm still really close with her to this day, she's like my sister. The day we met, I tell a story about the day we met that we just really hit it off. And we just talked and talked and talked and really had a lot in common. And we were both from New York and there we were at University of Maryland. And, the two New Yorkers amongst all these people from all over the country and a lot of Marylanders because it was a state school, And she said, what are you doing this weekend? I said, oh, I'm going home to New York. And she said, oh, OK, when does your flight get in? I'll pick you up at the airport. Mm-hmm. And I was like, OK, random person that I just met. My flight gets in. This is the airline I'm on. This is the time. See you there, sarcastically, sure, see you there. And I got off the plane and there she was. She was standing there and she drove me home. And as a thank you, I took her out for dinner and we talked all night and we were inseparable ever since then and best friends ever since then. She says that I picked her up at the airport. That she was the one who went home to New York and I picked her up at the airport. And I was like, I know in my heart that that didn't happen because I've never been nice. She's like, that's why it's a story, because you were doing something out of character for you. You were uncharacteristically super nice. And I'm like, no. I've never been uncharacteristically super. In fact, one of our jokes at school, when we were roommates for a while, is that men used to walk all over her. They used to treat her like crap. And she'd say to me, I need you to give me bitch lessons. I'm way too nice. You need to give me some bitch lessons.
Oh, you're perfect for that.
Exactly. And then I had guys that were like, wow, you're way too tough. I was like, you need to give me nice lessons. So that was our joke, that she'd give me nice lessons and I would give her bitch lessons. So just by virtue of that right there, who picked who up at the airport?
Okay, which airport was this?
Dulles Airport. We were in, this is Washington, D.C. We were living, we were at University of Maryland. We were living in D.C. at the time.
Okay. And I can almost,
one of us had flown up to New York to see our families. One of us did.
I can almost believe it if it was D.C. Airport. But JFK or LaGuardia, there's no way you're driving up to those airports. I know you.
Right.
You're not driving nowhere near those. I won't drive near those airports.
I think it's worse in D.C. Like the road that goes to Dulles Airport is like this, like road, this it's not Potomac, as, whatever. It swerves. It's like, it's scary. Like, I came from New York City. I wasn't much of a driver. I wasn't going to go. I barely was like making my way around campus. I certainly wasn't going to drive all the way to an airport. She claims I picked her up, but
yeah,
she lived in the Bronx and she grew up with a car and always had a car. She's a driver.
Yeah, I believe she picked you up. There's no way.
Right?
You're not nice and you don't drive. So
right.
Even somebody you just met, you're not going to, there's no way. Unless it's a hot guy, maybe, but if it's a girl, no way. If she's a cute girl, no way. You're too competitive.
It's not like I used to be nice. It's not like I used to be nice and I've gotten bitter over time. I've always been like this. I've always never been nice. I've always been like on the bitchier side of life. So I can't imagine a million years that I would have picked up a stranger, especially, yeah, you're right, like a hot girl. She was really beautiful. Like she looked like Grace Kelly. And people, and in fact, I had tons of guys in college that befriended me just to get to her. I mean, that happened all the time.
Then
where guys
no
would
way.
Like, I'd be like, I would think like this guy was hitting on me, but he was like, hey, you want to introduce me your friend? Oh, damn, another one. You know, I would get her runoffs.
Too competitive. Yeah. And it's always been, this is Cooper and this is the world.
Exactly.
Going around. So there's no way.
Right. I'm not just suddenly a narcissist. I've always been like this.
It was learned from birth. And you got it, right. You know, from your mom.
That's true.
Yeah. No,
but I pale in comparison to her.
Right.
In fact, like
the
I remember.
Apple didn't roll at all far from the
No, not at all. And my favorite story about her is like when I first landed my big radio job, like my very first big New York City job, I'd signed a contract. And this was, I'd been at Z100, but I was. You know, part of the Z Morning Zoo, but I didn't have a contract with them. I had a contract with another. You know, like iHeart has a million different companies now. It was the same thing back then when it was Clear Channel. They had a million. I was signed to a different arm of Clear Channel, and they put me on. Elvis wanted me on Z100, so I ended up on the morning show. But it wasn't like I wasn't like a permanent member there. Really. I mean, I kind of was, but I was like a swing person and I did traffic and I filled in for entertainment and news and whatever. I was like the swing person. My first big contract was at PLJ where that was my job. Mm-hmm. I was part of the morning show and that was it. It was me and Scott and Todd. And that was a big deal. It was a big contract because it came with Dish Nation as well. We launched Dish Nation that year. So it was like two contracts. It was a really big deal. And I go home and I tell my mother about it. And the first thing she says is, what can you get me tickets to?
Oh, really?
Not like, congratulations, I'm happy for you. This is a huge accomplishment for my little girl, but how this can benefit her.
Yeah.
What can I get her tickets to? I know you guys do something in Jersey Shore. Do you get a hotel room there? Can I stay with you? Like, suddenly it was like, how this is now about her. Yeah. So I learned from the best.
We get no tickets in radio. It, just to let you know, Mom. When we had a big summer concert at our last station, I asked for tickets. Where did they give me two tickets?
It's like the nosebleed.
Nosebleed.
Like, I mean, barely. You weren't even in the stadium.
Right.
People, so like so far back.
I gave friends two tickets because that's all they'd give me is two. So I gave my friends two tickets and they went, no, it's all right.
Yeah, no, thank you.
No, this is.
I can buy my own and be closer. And my favorite thing is, at one point, you went back there to sit with them, but we had to do an introduction on stage.
I couldn't make it back that far.
You couldn't make it back in time. Right. So I did it by myself. I introduced, I don't know, I think Noah Cyrus or something by myself because you were all the way back at your seats. And I was like, you should have given him seats in the front row, you see, because he works here.
No, the greatest story. Well, that's a good story. But the greatest story was Cooper and I had to introduce. What's her name?
Lucas. It was Bebe Rexha.
Bebe Rexha. There you go.
And Lucas Graham.
So when we got to the front of the house, they wouldn't let us in because we weren't on the guest list.
Right.
And we had to go outside and stand next to the van that had our photo on it to try to convince somebody that, no, we're actually the morning show on right. this station. You should let us in. And we still didn't get in until somebody had to get us in.
No, not somebody. It was the guy from the record label that came out and he was like, he knew you. And he was like, hey, what are you guys doing out here? You're supposed to be up on stage.
Yeah, we don't have tickets.
We don't have tickets. What do you mean you don't have tickets? Yeah, our name is not on the guest list.
Yeah.
He's like,
it's us on the van. See?
Aren't you the morning show? Yeah, that's our picture on the van. We're on the van. But we're not. Yeah, nobody bothered to put our name on the list and they won't let us in. He was like, come on, I'll get you in. And it was the guy from the record label that had to get us in. Don't you remember? Like,
yeah.
And we got there and all of our people who worked there were like, hey, where you guys been?
Don't talk to me.